Hello, everybody. This show is another one. It's not anti-YouTube per se. It's definitely, it's kind of, I hope someone at YouTube watches it. Like, I'm talking about higher up, maybe like a CEO or something, and decides to make a change because at Team YouTube on Twitter doesn't listen to me. I've tried to appeal a community guideline strike that I felt was wrongfully placed on there, and I still feel the same way because they couldn't provide me any proof of the thing that I said. I won't mention what it was about because the AI is very finicky and will auto ban anything. So anyway, so I'm going to tell you guys my YouTube creator experience has been stressful because of the people and the AI running YouTube itself. I'm not the only one who feels this way. You see it all over Team YouTube, by the way. Look at Team YouTube's replies. You'll see that a lot of creators are very upset. But it falls upon deaf ears. They don't really listen to the feedback. And I think that it's time that people who are thinking about creating for YouTube or who already create for YouTube should really back me on this one. Have my back, basically. And it's important. I'm not saying you got to give me money or anything. Nothing like that, Jesus. But what I really want to say is, can we try to find a way to stop YouTube from acting the way they do? The creators, the moderators. Here's the thing. AI, I think, runs the moderation system. I don't know how all of it works, but I'm going to try not to speak so fast. The AI basically banned one of my videos, right? It banned it because I said a certain thing about a certain thing. That's all I'm going to say. If I say it now, they'll probably ban this video. And they flagged it and they put a community guideline strike on it. So I immediately appealed it, obviously, because I know for a fact I didn't say anything wrong in the video. So I reached out to Team YouTube after my appeal got denied, because my appeal got denied 5 minutes later. Reached out to Team YouTube on Twitter. They said they look into it. A couple days later, they get back to me. And then they say that the community guideline stands, that they were right in their assertion that it's been reviewed. I don't think it was reviewed. No human would have watched that video and said that the community guideline strikes were right. They couldn't even tell me. I even asked Team YouTube. I was like, what exactly did I say in the video that warranted? What were the things I had said or hinted at or whatever that warranted that community guideline strike? Nobody ever got back to me. Team YouTube straight up ghosted me. And I'll even happily show you guys my replies and all the garbage real quick. Hold on. Let me go to my Twitter account real quick, and I will go to my replies. That's not it. My replies, and I'll show it to you on screen real quick. Sorry, I got a little distracted. But hold on. It's so ridiculous, man. I'm so sick of... just so frustrated by Team YouTube. And let me just kind of pull up what I can. I'll pull up my Twitter page real fast. Let's share the Twitter page real fast. Here's my tweets. Okay. So I'm pulling up the tweets. And as you can see, here's my replies. This is one of them where I said Team YouTube straight up ignores me and I'm sick of it, but they'll ignore that as well. So I think if we go to media, not media. Oh, for fuck's sakes. I'm such an old man with Twitter. It's disturbing. Here's one. This is one I did 20 hours ago. I put at Team YouTube have a human being review the community guideline strike on my channel. YouTube.com/Michael Garza Show. I am actually being targeted because I'm a small channel, which is why the community guideline strike was applied the way it was. You keep ignoring my request. And they have been. They don't listen to me. They ignore me. And it's frustrating. Let's see what else we got. Let's see. Oh, Team YouTube. Have an actual human review the community guideline strike on my channel. As the community guideline strike was applied erroneously. Can you also tell me what I said in the video that violated the community guidelines? I want proof. I want proof. They never got back to me. And then I had to do another comment within that thread that says, YouTube refuses to take me seriously or help me. I get it. I am a Mexican in a small channel. Totally understandable. I know YouTube doesn't like me for that. I only get a community guideline strike because YouTube moderators target my channel and Team YouTube is probably AI and not even human at all. That's what I said on my tweet. Allegedly. I'll say allegedly for whatever reasons. But anyway. My YouTube experience has been extremely stressful. Because, you know, honestly, when I don't have to look over my shoulder or wonder if the last video I said was, I had something wrong that I said, that's extremely stressful. And I don't think that they understand that. I don't think they understand what the stress they're putting under small creators. Wondering, will my channel be permanently deleted one day? Because maybe I happen to say something, a slightly politically incorrect opinion. They think they're trying to protect people, but they're not. They're being nannies, and nobody needs another nanny in their lives. And if you do, ugh. Frustrating. Checking my phone out real fast. My cellular phone. That Trump 2024 post, which one? Hold on, I gotta look at which one. Let's see. Yes. Okay. I know which one. Let me take a look here. Oh yes. Oh my God. That one's a funny one. So I go on Twitter every now and then to spam a little bit. So this one, I put hashtag Fauci. It's a AI generated image of Dr. Fauci who's I'm not going to go into a, I, you know what, I was going to say Dr. Fauci and I'm not going to say everything else I would say. Cause, oh, just the hashtag. Personally, I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to Trump, the irony is I don't necessarily like the guy as a person. I just hate Joe Biden so much. I just do. I can't help it. So I'm just like, fuck it. No, I'm not really that big of a Trump fanboy. I'm not like sitting in my room with my MAGA hat on masturbating or anything. I don't do any of that. Maybe I should, though. I don't know. Maybe that'll change my. But yeah, I do got the Trump pen. I do got a Trump pen here. I'm just glad to be back on YouTube. The sad part is YouTube has made making videos very stressful. It does. Their AI moderation and whoever the hell moderates it. I don't know if it's all AI. I don't know if it's partial AI. I tried to get to the bottom of this. Team YouTube on Twitter definitely ignores me, maybe because they think I'm a Karen. I'm a bit of a Karen sometimes. I get pissed because, you know, it's like there are worse channels than mine. Way worse, trust me. They say worse things, especially make medical claims that are unfounded, by the way, and all I do is make a passing remark about a certain medical thing that I'm not going to mention for fear. See, I have to look over my shoulder. I have to wonder if the next thing I say will get me banned, and the things I say are not that bad, trust me. Maybe not on camera, but oh, thank you, baby. I appreciate it. But yeah, And thank you, sweetheart, for contributing to my posts on here. But yeah, no, I'm really just venting. I think that I really also am trying to be kind of an advocator for smaller channels. I know that when I looked at the Team YouTube threads on Twitter, there's a lot of people that have smaller channels that keep getting community guideline strikes. I actually get bored and I look up some of these reports that they do, and I look at these channels, and a lot of them are under 1,000 subscribers, or they just get treated poorly. And I think a lot of the time, most of these community guideline strikes are probably unfounded. And I'm trying not to get banned here, because even me saying that, how about this, YouTube? They are founded. All the community guideline strikes are so right. Oh, YouTube, you're so right. I've been such a bad boy. Can you peg me now, YouTube? Can you put it in my ass, YouTube? Okay, I'm done with that anyway. I'm angry, though, justifiably. I really do think that my anger is justified. I'm not angry all the time. Maybe I am, and I don't even know it, but I'm just a nervous wreck, I think, is my problem. I think I'm a nervous, nervous wreck. And I think I need like a My Little Pony butt plug or something like that, I've been thinking. I think maybe if I plugged my butt a little bit, maybe I would stop being such a shitty person and keep all the shit inside. Actually, that's a good analogy. I think if you're teaching, you know how they tell you to vent and let it all out. I think it's a great example is like, look, holding in all of your feelings is like putting a butt plug in your ass and expecting yourself to be okay for the next 48 hours, having that butt plug in your ass. I thank you, sweetie. I am a bit of a ball of anxiety. I'll put that on the thing. My favorite little. But yes, I get frustrated. I think it's very difficult when you're somebody like me, and I do believe that there's a hint of racism in their judgments. I am a whitewashed Latino man. I'm a white Mexican. And I as the hipsters would say, I'm whitewashed or something like that. That means I'm way more white than I am Mexican. So it's something like that. I don't know. I definitely don't sound Mexican, though. I sound more like a highly European Nicolas Cage. I'm not going to bring race wars into this. I'm going to try to avoid race. But, you know, everybody else gets to play the race card, so why don't I? I'm a victim, guys. I'm a victim of racial... I'm a victim of the patriarchy. No, but no. Anyway, I love you, sweetie. Thank you. Let's see. I'm sorry. You don't have to bounce. Is it what I'm saying that's a little bit too much for you? I know. I get a little cray cray. I get a little cray cray, and I think my girlfriend sometimes can't handle it, and that's okay. I think some of the things I say, I'm a little too. I think I make fun of myself too much for people to handle. I think that's a thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm, or make fun of too many other things in reality. But yeah. But anyway, for the smaller creators, I want to help you guys out. So my goal is to kind of shine a light, to shine as many lights as I can on the injustices. I think that too many people, too many of you smaller creators get treated like shit, and I'm not going to stand for it. I really... You know, the big creators get away with everything, anything they want. And it's a little frustrating. And channels like myself that are under 1,000 subscribers get community strikes for no reason. Plenty of reasons. And it's disgusting. Oh, hold on. But yeah, I mean, my viewpoints are pretty simple, to be honest. And, I think that's the thing, man. I, 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 I hate that people have to find so much common ground in things, you know? I mean, existing should be enough, oddly. And people say it's a simplistic point of view, but it's an effective one. I hope more people can view the world that way, that the fact that we all exist, I guess. If you need common ground to stand on, well, we all exist, so I guess that's kind of cool. It's kind of a miracle in itself, to be honest, but... Yeah, but I want to help the smaller creators. The goal is to be a beacon of hope and a beacon of light, and make sure my pussy is tight. Hold on, gotta do the Donald. Hopefully. I can't think of anything else I want to say except for. Smaller channels, I really hope to help you all out. Let's shine a light on how bad the creator experience is. And yeah. Anyway. All right, thank you guys. We'll be making another video here shortly, but let's try to tell YouTube that they're not making our lives easy as smaller creators. Hold on. Maybe that'll work. There we go. But yeah, they don't make life easy as a smaller creator. So anyway, thank you guys for taking the time as always, and have an incredible rest of the day. See you guys soon. Woo!